While he waited, he considered a change of clothes. The uniform his master had given him on the Empirical now stank of rancor blood, and always would, no matter how he scrubbed at it. The rogue Shadow had been stocked with several outfits in his size in preparation for his mission, but the range was limited to either black or brown. The colors of the Sith or Jedi, he realized, depending on whom he was representing. He had pulled out a rack of dark browns, thinking it might be time to more clearly display his supposed allegiance to the forces of so-called good, but he balked at putting them on. Stripped to the waist, clad only in his blood-tainted leather pants and boots, he looked inside himself for the courage required simply to dress. Someone moved in the shadows. He raised his head. "I know you're there. Show yourself." A brown-robed human figure stepped out of the shadow, with one gloved or artificial hand and thick, dark blonde hair. His eyes were in shadow, but there was no mistaking his intent. A bright blue lightsaber flashed into life as the figure approached, his steps quickening, intent on attack. "A new one, Proxy? Excellent." The apprentice swept his lightsaber into his hand and blocked the first of a series of rapid-fire blows. The droid had been working on this module for some time, it seemed, judging by the skill he displayed. The apprentice danced with feet and blade, admiring the techniques and tricks of his newest opponent, whom he naturally recognized as the long-dead Clone Wars hero, Anakin Skywalker, and prolonging the duel to see where it might lead. But despite his intellectual interest in Proxy's handiwork, his heart wasn't in it. He had fought real Jedi Knights now, and fallen Jedi Padawans. Were it not for Proxy's feelings, he would end it quickly and conserve his energy for other purposes. Even as he thought that, Proxy surprised him. Ducking under a particularly rash stroke, the droid rolled as expected, but came up empty-handed. The apprentice looked for the lightsaber and saw it barely in time to avoid dismemberment. Proxy had used his repulsors to imitate a telekinetic push that sent the hilt of the lightsaber spinning across the room and back again, a move the apprentice had never seen him use before. His block stopped the blade from slashing his throat, but in ricocheting, it scored a gash down his arm. The light wound sent a neural shock through his system. He laughed, not just at the sudden rush of adrenaline and endorphins. "Well done, Proxy," he said. "You almost had me there." The droid didn't break his disguise as he fell back under a flurry of retaliatory blows, revitalized by the reminder that even play fighting with Proxy could be deadly. The apprentice drove the droid into a corner and rammed the tip of his blade through Proxy's metal chest. The hologram sparked and flickered. Proxy's familiar features appeared through those of the legendary Jedi Knight, and the apprentice reached out to steady him. But something was wrong. The static didn't dissipate as normal, and seemed, if anything, to be growing stronger. As though the semblance of the dead Anakin Skywalker was reluctant to dissipate.